Welcome to this searchitchannel.com partner news podcast for the week ending April 4th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And newswriter Colin Steele.
This week, we have a couple of segments to talk about. We're going to discuss some Microsoft partner program changes. We're also going to discuss EMC versus Dell in the storage market. SAP has been paying for ERP recommendations. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to have senior news writer Rivka Little join us on a vendor acquisition uncertainty discussion. So, Barb, do you want to give us a brief glimpse of the Microsoft partner program changes?
Well, it's not so much changes as kind of a look at the status of the partner program now. We're about 4 or 5 months away from the annual partner conference, and been talking to a lot of Microsoft Gold partners about what they think Microsoft needs to do. And there's a big issue now, given the current economy. There's always been an issue of over-distribution of Microsoft product. Too many gold partners. There's a gold on every corner. They end up competing with each other for deals. To win the deals, they discount the price, and then they don't have any margin. Microsoft's business is a volume business. They want to sell a lot of software, so they always want to throw a lot of partners at it. They haven't added a ton of partners, but the problem is the business is not sustaining the partners they already have. So these partners want Microsoft to come out in July and say, look, we're going to help our best gold partners differentiate themselves, help them build a stronger business so that they can make margin. Because when you got partners working out of their apartments and these are gold partners, something's wrong with the program.
Let us know what's happening with that, and we look forward to reading the story about that. Colin, talk to us a little bit about the EMC and Dell competition in the storage market.
Dell announced that they had acquired Equalogic last year. This year, they started coming out with the Equalogic products branded with Dell's name. And that has kind of raised the stature of those products among storage customers. According to the EMC resellers that I talked to for this story, the Dell brand name is creating more competition with the EMC products that they're selling. The VARs that I talked to still think that the EMC product is superior in a lot of ways, but just having the Dell name and the fact that Dell sells on a low price point as their number one selling point, it's an issue that they're keeping their eye on.
And the issue with Dell is that partners have traditionally disdained Dell because it's a direct-focused sell. But the problem for them is that customers all know who Dell is. Customers don't know that Dell is not a partner-friendly company, and that's something that these guys have to educate them on.
Okay, so EMC is complaining that competition is on the rise.
Well, they're not complaining. They're just saying that they're noticing it more in the market. I'm sure they'll complain if and when customers start buying the Dell product over the EMC product, but they haven't seen that yet.
Thank you, Colin. Our next segment is SAP, and they've been paying their advisors for ERP recommendations, you know, allowing them to get a slice of the profit if they recommend the SAP product. Barb, tell us about this.
Well, this is a new thing. I mean, this is a referral fee for people who are accountants or bookkeepers, service providers who are not resellers. But often in the small, medium-sized businesses, the trusted advisor is their accountant or their bookkeeper or talent that they bring in from outside. If these guys are in there and they have the customer relationship, they could say, look, I can see you have a receivables problem. You probably need to get some ERP software in here, some financial software. What SAP is doing is paying that non-reseller partner 5% of the license cost to bring that business to close. They're getting very aggressive there, and it's going to be interesting because they're competing there with Microsoft and increasingly with Oracle as it comes down market.
Barb, do you think that this is a new trend that we're going to see more vendors jump on?
I think so. Intuit, actually, is a great example. Intuit sells a lot of Quicken software through retail, but it does a lot of QuickBooks implementations through accountancies, mom-and-pop shops, and I've been kind of wondering when some of these other vendors would get with the program.
And in this next segment, we're being joined by Rivka Little.
Hi, this is Rivka Little, senior news writer.
Thanks for joining us, Rivka. We'd love to talk to you about the 3Com vendor acquisition. Why don't you give us a little brief synopsis of what's going on?
Last December, 3Com entered talks to be acquired and actually to go private with a private venture firm and another firm, Chinese-based firm that they had already been doing business with. And a couple weeks ago, that deal fell through. And in the midst of all that, they had an earnings reporting that was horrible. They restructured the channel, I think, in the same month. And so they've had a lot of craziness going on.
Hey, Rivka, it's Colin.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us from the searchitchannel.com Manhattan Bureau. You took kind of more of the angle of how customers are viewing this and how that is affecting the way partners do business. Can you tell us a little bit about the customer perception?
There was some mixed reviews, but the partners that were concerned said that their customers were aware of what was going on and were fearful that the negative attention would turn customers off or that 3Com wouldn't be around for customers in the long run.
Right. And did the partners have anything to say about, you know, what they can do to reassure their customers that they and the vendor will be there in the long haul?
What they talked about was going to the end user with the message from the company. The message from the company at this point is, yes, we're restructuring, but we're restructuring because we're making it better for you, the partner, and ultimately you, the customer. So basically, the partners are taking this message from the company, going to their customers and saying, you know, you can believe this. And most are saying that it's working, but I think the question is, for how long will it work?
We've written a couple stories about partner issues that sprung up when Symantec made a couple of acquisitions 2 years ago, I believe it was now, and the confusion that partners faced when integrating different vendors' partner portals and back-end ordering systems together, and partners kind of feel left out in the whole situation. Is there any concern among the 3Com partners that even if they do get acquired, there could still be additional problems going forward?
Some people mentioned concern about who was acquiring. I mean, there's two parties involved, one being this large venture capital firm, but the other one being this company, Huawei, out of China. There were reports throughout all of the negotiations that this company had connections to the Chinese government and had had some other shady deals with other governments.
And just kind of to wrap things up, where do you see this going?
I think it's going anywhere horribly just yet. There's still a chance for 3Com to pull this together, stabilize, and they do have some pretty competitive products. If it doesn't stabilize, they're going to run into some big problems.
Thank you very much, Rivka, for that. And that's about all we have time for today. All of the stories that we've discussed, the links are below on the page, so be sure to click on those. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Barrow, Senior News Editor.
Rivka Little, Senior News Editor.
And newswriter Colin Steele.
And thanks for joining us.